We are blessed that you have tuned in to Take Time for Jesus. We pray that you will be inspired by the message. Our goal is to preach Jesus to this lost and dying world. At the end of the broadcast, we will give you our address where you can email us and the P.O. box where you can write to us.
Praise the Lord. It's time to take time for Jesus coming to you by the way of communications that God has provided for us. And we just thank God today to know that he's still on the throne and has control over these things, even though people think that they have, but God is still in control. The God of this world, the sinful nature of man, the devil, is ruling and reigning, he thinks, for a time, but his time is running short, and he knows, but he hadn't got but a short time. But he's something other. The devil even knows that there is a God, and he believes in him and trembles. But a lot of people in this world today says that they believe God, but they have no fear of what's going to happen. And they go in around in the world today just doing their own way, their sins and their iniquities, and thinking that there's going to be no choice, but they choose themselves, as it is at our politicians are going for rights of this and rights for that, but somebody goes and kills somebody or destroys a life and everything, they don't consider that that person's got rights also. So God has given us a right to choose right from wrong. So my friend, today the choice that we make in our lives to choose whether we want to serve God or not, it's your choice and mine. But I would recommend that you would choose to serve the Lord and repent and come to him. For without him, we're lost. Without the shedding of blood, there was no remission of sin. And God shed his blood on Calvary's tree before you and I ever came into this world. He died for us. He paid our sin debt. It's up to you and I now to accept the payment that was been paid for our sins and accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. But that choice is yours as well as mine. And if you choose to continue to walk in your own self-righteous ways, do your own thing, in other words, it's going to be your blood upon your hands, because there's many preachers today are preaching against the things that are happening in our world today of society, killing our young babies and doing all kinds of things and making it a law that the same-sex marriages and everything is completely against God's word and his laws, and he's destroyed Sodom for the same thing. And this nation, as well as any other nation that sanctioned that, according to the book of Romans, when Paul wrote to them there in the first chapter, that they that do them things are worthy of death, and even to them that have favor with them. So I'm thinking about that those that makes laws to uphold their way of thinking, and the judges that makes rules, even to the Supreme Court that makes rules against God's laws and says it's all right, they may be standing in great jeopardy, my friend, because they're showing favor to these things that God said was an abomination in his sight, and they will pay the price of death. Death cast into hell is going to be dead right on, my friend. So God come into this world to save us from our sin, not in our sin. But my wife's got something other here for you, and she's going to go with it now. But we just pray that God will touch your heart, and he will bring into your remembrance the things which are right and the things which we need to observe in the Word of God and be faithful to him, because anything else comes short of the glory of God, which we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity, and according to the scriptures that we have all come short of the glory of God. But in times past, even before we were, God died for our sins. So it's up to you and I. Accept him and his will, or go your own way and your own will, and be cast into outer darkness, where there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. It's your choice. I would recommend that you choose to serve the Lord. That's why I insist. And go by that, read your Bible. If you don't have one, they don't cost that much. You can go get you a good Bible, sit down and read it, and read it for yourself. Then it ain't hearsay to you, but it's you read it for yourself. If you're not a Bible believer, friend, I don't know. Without you believe, you're going to be lost anyway. The devil believes and he trembles. So if you don't believe that there is a God, remember this, the God of this world, the devil, he believes and is trembled, but he knows his destination is to be cast into hell along with all false prophets and unbelievers and sinners. So it's your choice. Get your Bible and read it if you don't have one. Find out what God has to say concerning your life with him and without him. So here's my wife there, and she's got something other here for you. So, Sister Sarah.
Well, I just praise the Lord again for this opportunity to share with you what the Lord has laid on my heart. I pray that it'll be a blessing to someone that will bring you closer to the Lord. It's something that we need to take heed to, the things that are happening around and about the world. Babies are being killed every day. And this article is called "The Verdict Is In. You're an Inconvenience. Life Denied." In a world full of people that will pay any price to continue in their sin, we in America stand at the apex. We have sinners appointed to high places of leadership who have no morals at all and are committed to no one but themselves and their frantic drive for self-gratification. Standing on soapboxes, we expound human rights and freedom of choice. We are so filled with compassion for our fellow man that we try to force our own perverse ideologies on other nations to our own disgrace. Many years ago, God pointed his finger down the corridor of time right at us and moved Solomon to put these words in the book of Proverbs. "These things the Lord hates, yes, seven are an abomination to him: a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that deceives, wicked plans, feet that are swift and running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among the brethren." That's in Proverbs 6:16-19. Though all seven of these are hated by God, there is one that this nation excels at: the shedding of innocent blood. By murdering over 4,000 unborn babies every single day of the year, this nation has been shaking her fist in the face of God since the Supreme Court ruling of Roe v. Wade in 1973. This maniacal decision started the wholesale slaughter of unborn human beings and can only end with the ultimate destruction of this nation, which has turned her back on God and the Judeo-Christian ethic upon which America was founded. We shout and preach human rights from every platform in the world. We even defy anyone to interrupt these rights. While all this rhetoric is taking place, unborn babies are tried and convicted of being an inconvenience and executed with any opportunity to speak on their own behalf. Where are their human rights? They are human beings too. America today worships a new God, the god of lust, sensual pleasures, and self-indulgence. Some know and some do not know that this new god is none other than that old serpent, Satan himself, and they allow themselves to be drawn into his plan to steal and destroy their very soul. One way we are seeing our nation worship their new god is by the practice of blood sacrifices. The innocent blood of newborn baby, unborn babies is offered to their new god. He, in turn, allows the worshiper to continue in sin, unhindered by an unwanted child. A child of inconvenience whose life is snuffed out and his blood poured out on the altar of sin. Oh, yes, we have been created as free moral agents, and each individual has the freedom to choose whatever he or she wants to do with this life. But the individual does not have the right or the privilege to choose the consequences of their choice. Lest anyone thinks that there are no consequences for the shedding of innocent blood, then they need to take a look at the rotting American dream. The dream has become a nightmare. We are the largest drug market in the world, and use and addictions are at an epidemic level. 1,500 babies a day are born addicted to drugs. The rate of domestic violence is so high that there isn't enough law enforcement to answer every call. Violent crime has ripped, shredded, and nearly destroyed the very fabric of our society, and peaceful citizens are prisoners in their own home. The United States has a distinction of being the most violent nation in the civilized world. We have spiritual wickedness in high places, which has always been there, but today we have high places actually being run unrestrained by the spiritual wickedness. If none of this shocks you, or perhaps you don't even care, then you're probably numbered among the group that Paul mentions in the book of Romans. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased, which is a reprobate mind, to do those things which are not fitting. Romans 1:28. Even a short review of past great civilizations will reveal to you what happened to them when moral rot and the sacrificing of innocent blood came on the scene. They did not survive, and neither will we survive, unless we have more sense than those ancient civilizations and turn back to worshiping the God of the Holy Scriptures, the God upon whom this nation was founded. God's judgment falls on a nation for its national sin. In Proverbs 14:34, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Psalms 9:17, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God. But did you also know that God's judgment will fall on an individual for his or her own sin? We are all sinners, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God in Romans 3:10-23. And because we fall short of the glory of God, our just punishment is to be eternally separated from him in the lake of fire. God provided a way to escape hell in the lake of fire in Romans 5:8. But God demonstrates his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. On the cross, the penalty and judgment for the sins of every individual fell on another one, and that was the Lord Jesus Christ in Isaiah 53:5. There's no other way that you can come to the Lord except that you repent. Jesus said in his own words, except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. I know there's a lot of people that says if you confess your sins, your mouth to the Lord Jesus Christ, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes to righteousness, and even the mouth confession is made to salvation. That is very true. You have to believe before you can repent, because you don't know who you're repenting to. But Jesus said, and it's in the red letters, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. As I said again, Proverbs 14 and 34, righteousness exalted Nathan, but sin is a reproach to any people. Where's our nation right now? We are a reproach to any nation that forgets God is a reproach. And you can get us on your computer or electronic devices 24/7 at www.phoenixbroadcasting.com. Click on Take Time for Jesus. If you would like to email us and tell us what you think of us, or give us your opinion, or like to share what we have said with anybody, we can make you a tape and we can mail it to you. You can email us at ecompton31@yahoo.com. Or we'd appreciate it very much if you would send us a little letter, a note, whatever. And if you have something that we can share with others, it would be greatly appreciated. You can mail it to Take Time for Jesus, P.O. Box 17272, Tampa, Florida 33682. And as I always say, today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow may not come for any of us. And Jesus said, except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Here's Brother Compton.
Yes, praise the Lord. We know that according to the scriptures, when he told Nicodemus he was supposed to be a righteous man, he went to the synagogues and he knew the law. But when he went to Jesus to ask him how he could inherit eternal life, Jesus told him, you must be born again. He said, can a man when he's old enter the second time into his mother's womb? Well, if he can't understand the carnal things, knowing that that can't be, how could one even think about the spiritual things? My friend, it takes the Spirit of God to lead us in the righteousness of God for his name's sake and bring us into the place to where we will accept the Word of God to be in truth and not believe every fable and every tale that comes down the road. We need to be wise enough to understand that God's word is going to come to pass, whether you or I one like it or not. It's going to be fulfilled. Every dot of the I and every cross of the T is going to come to pass. As if we're looking into the world today, we're seeing things that have already happened in the past and are happening today. It's going to bring a destruction upon this world that God has already set in order. It's just that he is patiently waiting for the latter rain. That means you and I to come into the repentant stage and calling upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. When Paul was writing to us there in the book of Romans, the first chapter, he began to tell us there about things that happened in Sodom, and when the things that's going to come to pass and are coming to pass here in this nation and others around and about. We have the, I think about 19 nation states that have already sanctioned this same-sex marriage, and these things is absolutely against God's teaching. He said it was an abomination to him. And then we read in the book of Romans, the first chapter, and we know that we looking in the 22nd verse, he said, professing to themselves that they be wise, they became fools, changing the glory of the incorruptible God into the image made like an incorruptible men and birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to disown their own bodies between themselves, who change the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up to a vile affection, for even to the women did change the natural use unto that which is against nature, and likewise also the men, having the natural use of a woman, burning in their lust one towards another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving to themselves that incorruptible of the errors which was meant. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them up to a reprobate mind to do these things which are inconvenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, malice, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, and these things. My friend, backbiting, haters of God, despising, proud, boasters, and with these things God hates. He's going to judge this world, and not only the United States, but all nations, all the whole world, he's going to judge. And he's going to bring us into judgment. And to them that know not God, and whose name is not recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life from the foundation of the world, they are going to be put on the left hand of God at the white throne judgment, when he separates, as he calls the sheep from the goats, and when there's the righteous to the unrighteous, he puts the goats on the left side, that's the unrighteous, the sinners, and he puts the sheep, which is the righteous, on his right side, and he'll say to them on his right side, enter in, but to them on the left side, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. And they be cast into outer darkness, where there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. And when it comes to the white throne judgment, my friend, death, hell, and the grave, and all that there are, is going to be come before God and be judged. And them that are not found written in the Lamb's Book of Life is going to be judged by the righteous judge, Jesus Christ, and he's going to make the final decision. So if you got in your mind you're going to have a recurrence of it, or have an appeals court and everything, you can forget that. Because when Jesus Christ comes to judge the world for its sin and its ungodly ways, and all these reprobate minds and these whoremongers and all these people that do these things, he's going to say, depart. And at that same instant, you're going to be cast into hell. So it ain't no need of no lawyer planning to go your case for you and bring it up again, because it ain't going to be. He himself evidently may be cast into hell with you. So therefore, there's going to be no replication. Now is the time to make the decision. Now is God standing there, the Lord Jesus Christ, pleading for your life, as he shed his blood for your soul, and now he's there pleading your case. And if you don't come to him now, there's not going to be no opportunity after. If you remember that Jesus said that as it was in the days of Noah and in the days of Lot, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. Now you look in the times that the Bible speaks about in Noah's day, there was all kinds of sin and all kinds of things that going on. They're not believing, and they didn't have no hankering to serve God of any way, and they were just doing their own thing as they pleased, as their choice, of their rights. They done what was ever pleasing in their sight, disregarding anybody else whatsoever, and that's the way this world is today. We're looking at these things being fulfilled, and that was put in the scriptures over 2,000 years ago, my friend, and it's being fulfilled. And then when he added into, as it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. We have this year same-sex marriage. They are making laws to give them their rights, but disregarding a lot of other rights to people that don't believe that way. And they even being allowed to sue a man that if he don't want to perform a marriage ceremony for such as that, and being obeying the scriptures. God said it was abomination. They don't want to get in bad contact with God, so they refuse. And first thing you know, our law, our judges, as stupid as it may be to them, they say it's their right and they can sue us. So I want you to know that we're coming at the time and we're living in that day. And the time is now at hand. It's time to repent, calling upon the name of the Lord, believing that Jesus Christ died for our sins and that he himself is going to judge the wicked along with the righteous. And he's going to say unto them, wicked, depart from me. And they're going to be cast into outer darkness, where there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Have you ever been in a real dark room where you couldn't see no light at all? And it's kind of eerie feeling. It makes you feel uncomfortable. But when you look at the situation that there's no possible light going to come unto you, it would be like a torment. But the Bible says in the last judgment, before God going to bring them before the white throne judgment, and he's going to call them up, death, hell, and the grave, and he's going to judge. And them that are not recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life is going to be cast into that lake of fire. That's along with all of the false teachers, false preachers, and whatever else it proved to be a lie. And governments and whatever, if they don't stand for the righteousness of God, and this nation here, as well as many others, have made laws against God that the sinner can do as he please, but they want to make, just reading the other day, where our former state representative went and was joining forces with the ACLU, and they stand against Christ. They want to do away with the name of Jesus completely. Even till they pass laws into our men in the service there, the clergymen or the chaplains rather, they can't pray in the name of Jesus. No. So now, where are we at? The world has gone crazy. They denying the existence of the Lord Jesus Christ. And some of these Muslims over there and these other people have never accepted him. So where are we going to be? If we reject him, it's the same as not accepting him. And so where are we going to be? All nations is going to be cast into hell if they don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's simple. These gods that men come up with, and they build and birds and fish and so on and so forth like that, and they worship them, and that is something that God created, and so they worship them more than they do the Creator, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, because the Bible says that nothing was made except it made by him. God created the heavens and the earth and the fullness thereof. In the sixth day he made man in his own image out of the dust of the earth, and he breathed into his nostrils, and he became a living soul. So, my friend, where is your soul going to spend eternity? It's entirely up to you. The price for yours and my sins has already been paid. Who about Jesus? Are you going to be like them back in those days? Or are you going to say, we have no king except Caesar? Well, your only other two that you can serve is the devil or the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you're going to choose to serve Satan, then you're going to make him your king, your God. But if you choose to serve Jesus Christ, you're going to have to repent and turn aside from your sins, because he didn't say he was going to save you in your sins, but he said he'd save us from our sins. Israel has been put on out and broken off simply because you think that he's going to allow us to deny we're going to be blessed of him? I don't think so. Israel wasn't blessed of him, but yet and still, they're still in God's mind that he's going to save them when the fullness of the Gentiles comes in. And I think that's time that the fullness of the Gentiles is just about done come to the end, whereby that won't be do you no good. You better get on the boat now while you can, because when the ship sails, as Noah was in the ark, 7 days of grace, and I believe we're living maybe in that time, that the door of opportunity was open and nobody went in. God still, his mercy is outreached to people and asked them to come, repent, to come unto me, and I will relieve your heavy burdens. I will forgive your sins and these things, but they rejected him. They making laws against him and the laws that he said, that these things that is already in the world, because the God of this world has made it possible. God allows him to do his thing, but he knows that his time is running short, so he's out as a roaring lion seeking that he can devour, and many of them are turning from God into the sins of this world, thinking that the pleasures of life, all these things to please the flesh, from whatever it may be, different from God's word, is going to be sin, my friend. They denying the God of righteousness and cleaving to the things of this world and seeking after pleasures of life and after these immoral sex and adulterous and one thing or another, killing of our babies and going there messing with other nations and their problems and sending our men and women over to other nations to get killed on lies that they come up with. And that Hussein had everything under control. They went over there and killed him. Look where we're at today. My friend, it's coming time that we need to get in touch with God. If you ever knew him, you need to get a firm hold on the hem of the garment. And if you don't know him, it's time to get to know him. Repent of your ways and your sins and ask God to give you the unction to serve him and live a righteous life. The Bible says that there's none righteous, and honey, it's not yours and my righteousness. They're but filthy rags, but God's righteousness is the only thing's going to be made. If we have been born again, and we put on the Lord Jesus Christ, which is the very existence of God, and we need to allow him to come into our life, and he said he would give us a robe of righteousness, a crown of life. But without that, my friend, we'd be lost. We'd be lost and on a devil's way to hell. And when the finality comes and he said, depart from me, we'll be cast into hell. Whether you die in Christ or whether you die in your sins, if you die in Christ Jesus, you'll be resurrected to eternal life. But if you die in your sins, you're going to be resurrected one day, but then cast into hell, which is the second death. So why not die once and live for the Lord instead of living for the devil and die twice? You're going to die naturally one day or other. And so why get cast into hell on the second go around and die again? Oh, my friends, it's time we taken the notice of the scriptures in the Bible. That's why I encourage you to read your Bible. God's not going to tolerate this way that these nations are going much longer. I believe his patience is running short. The door of opportunity is just about ready to close. While that there is time, it's time to seek the Lord. Today is the day of salvation. You or I, either one, have a promise or anything that we could say that we're going to live tomorrow. We may and we may not. But death has no respect. He don't choose the little one preference over a big one. He chooses that when that time comes, death will stick his cold hand upon you and it will seize over you. It don't make no difference whether you're young, old, or middle-aged. I done got past the time of being a senior citizen, quite a bit past that. But death's going to come, except that when we come to the place that if we still remain alive, when the Lord comes and he appears in the clouds of glory, as the scripture says, them that remain to be alive shall be changed from mortal to immortality. This old fleshly body is not going to enter into the kingdom of God. Neither will that that's in the dust of the earth that died with cancer and these things. But if they hid in Christ, when they come out of the grave or out of the dust, all of that sickness and everything will be left in there. And all that's going to come forth is that glorified body, the soul of man, that we're in, that God purchased with his own blood. So it's up to you and it's up to me that we're in, that we choose this day to whom we can serve. There is Joshua, when they went into the land of Egypt, out when God led them by Moses out of Egypt, into, and they went into the wilderness across the Red Sea, all these miracles that were performed and everything, and they disobeyed in every way. So them that came out was under the age of 20 entered into the promised land. But them that was 20 years old and up, because of their rebellion, unbelief, disobedience, got them, they died in the wilderness. My friend, but when they come ready to go over Jordan into the promised land, Joshua said, choose you this day to whom you will serve. You're going to serve the God that his father served on the other side, or you're going to choose to serve God, the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, but for me and my household, we're going to serve the Lord. So, my friend, it's time that we made the decision. Whom will you serve? You're going to serve the God of this world and continue in your sins and be lost, without any hope, cast into outer darkness where there's weeping and wailing and a gnashing of teeth. And it don't make no difference whether you believe this or not. God said it was going to be, and I believe the full report that's been given. So I'm telling you, therefore, if you die in your sins and you have been warned by me and probably by a lot of other preachers too, your blood is not going to be on our hands, but it'll be on your own. So therefore, I'm accepting the word of God as being truth, and it's going to come forth, and the word, we're going to be judged by the word of God, whether you like it or whether you don't. There's things that's happening in this world, this same-sex marriage and the sin and everything. I don't like it, but I understand this. The Bible says it's going to be, and I believe that we are there now. It's just a matter of time till God's going to say, this is enough, and he's going to put an end to all of it. And when we come to the place that we're in, we stand before the God of righteousness, and he's going to say, depart or either enter in. But if we judge ourselves and not be judgmental to others, God's going to judge the sinful. I judge myself and ask God to forgive me of my sins, and ask him to help me that I will not sin against him and his word. And by his grace, I'm saved through faith in his blood, the sacrifice he made on Calvary's cross, and not trampling his blood and disregarding what he's done for me, and accepting his word, his truth, and accepting him as my Lord and Savior. It gives me that I believe in my heart that I have my name on the Lamb's Book of Life, that by this recording I have that blessed hope in him that I can have that crown of life and that robe of righteousness when I love his appearing and we'll meet him, whether I'm asleep in the dust of the earth or be remain to be alive, I'll be changed and meet him in the clouds of glory. Now, my friend, it's up to you as well as it is up to me. You can choose to serve the Lord, or you can choose to continue on serving the devil, the god of this world, and fall into his devices, be led by him into all kinds of corruptions and sins and one thing or another, disbelieving that there is a God we're going to have to answer to, and you will die in your sins. And if you lay in the dust of the earth for however how long it may be, but on that resurrection before the white throne judgment of God, you're going to be called out of the dust, even out of hell. And you're going to bring forth there and then again be cast into hell, according to the scripture that said, this is the second death. So now it's up to you and I. If you read the book of Revelations, you'll find that that white throne judgment is going to be, as I said, that we're going to stand, or them that are come to that place, that they're going to be judged. And in the time that they come into Revelations and the white throne judgment, we're going to be made there things that we're going to be judged by. And if you're not, the name is not in the Lamb's Book of Life, then you're going to be cast into outer darkness, where is the second death, according to the scriptures, that we're going, that they'll die twice. Mm-hmm. So, my friend, it's time that we begin to realize that we need Christ. We need Jesus. We need the God that created man in his own image to save us from our sins. Adam was born in perfect health as a grown man. So was Eve, made out of the bone of a woman, of a man, and produced to Adam, and he called her a woman. And because of the bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh, she was called a woman. God made Eve as a helpmate to Adam. Adam named all the animals, and this here deal with this dude that come up and spread the lies that we come from monkeys. Well, he might have, but I know better. But now, God created man out of the dust of the earth. He took a rib out of Adam's side and made the woman. And I'd no doubt in my mind that they were both very healthy looking and good looking people. Everything was perfect about it. He was made in their likeness, but when he disobeyed the one thing that God told him not to do, the likeness of God disappeared and they were separated. God had to make a plan. Through the animal sacrifices, it would not bring forth salvation. It just rolled their sins back. But when the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world, Jesus Christ, came as a babe, born of a woman, made under the law, came to sacrifice, and he was the sacrifice, ultimate sacrifice, that when John seen him there on the river there to be baptized, he said, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins. So I want you to know that it's only through him your sins can be forgiven. You can go behind this screen and pray to all these people that claims that they can forgive you of your sins. There's only one hope you've got, my friend, and that's in Christ Jesus. That man over there in Italy or any of his cohorts cannot forgive you of your sins. So that's a mockery and abomination to God right there, putting themselves. Even those Peter was given the keys. He said, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. But I want you to know, Peter didn't have the right to forgive you of your sins. Only Jesus Christ can do that. And that's the faith in the precious blood of the Lamb slain from the foundation, because without the shedding of blood, there was no remission of sin. And them people didn't die for you. I didn't die for you. I can't save you, but I'm going to point you to the one that can. Jesus Christ, the God of all eternity, the God that created man in his own image, the God that's come forth in the flesh to die for yours and my sins, He's the only one that can forgive sin. He's the only one that died for you. He's the only one's blood was shed to cleanse us from our sin, that paid our sin debt. And all these people that goes around and they got their flag there representing the colors of the rainbow. Did you remember or did you read or would you be minded of? That is the promise that God said he would not flood the earth with water no more. The colors of the rainbow. These perverse people is using that as a covenant to who they are, represents of what they do and what they are. When God used it and put it in the clouds to remind Noah and you and I, even today, that his promise still holds true, that he's not going to flood the world anymore with water, but he's got it reserved for the fire against that day. And when that fire comes, it's going to be as bad as it was on Sodom and Gomorrah. It's going to burn it up. And he said that he's going to create a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. The old boy Satan, the devil, he's going to be cast into hell and shut up along with all of them self-righteous, self-appointed, self-indulgence, and them that believe not God. Even to those that sanction this same-sex marriage if they don't repent. And them that have been turned over to a reprobate mind to believe a lie, and some of them have said, hey, this is the way God made me. That's a lie. God made a man, created a woman out of the man, and he made male and female. It's God's will that man and female to replenish. There's no such thing as replenishing the earth with a man and a man. He made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. But I want you to think about it, my friend. If you are part of that society, you need to come out from it. If you sanction it, you need to quit. You need to turn to your self, turn from your self-righteousness and believe what the Word of God said. Because them that believe not the sacrifice and accept not the sacrifice that was made for their sins, they die in their sins. They're going to lay in the dust of the earth until that time of the resurrection. And when they arose from their sin, death, hell, and the grave, and they're going to be cast again into hell along with the devil and the false prophets and all them ungodly things that they've created, made, and done in their own life. Haven't repented, they're going to be cast again into hell, which is the second death. I would encourage you to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in repentance. Not just raising your hand and say, Lord Jesus, come into my life and you're on your way. I don't believe that. And I can't accept it. I believe that Jesus told Nicodemus, he was a man of the synagogues, knew the law. But he said, how can I obtain eternal life? And Jesus told him, you must be born again, or you can't see the kingdom of God. Marvel not that I say you must be born again, or you will nowise enter therein. So, my friend, it's time we got it right. It's time we stood up, stood for the righteousness of God. And these people that want to do away the CLUI, whatever it is, and Ms. Clinton goes along with it and everything, and they want to do away with this precious name of Jesus, the only name that you and I can be saved by, and they want to do away with it, they deny him, they're going to be ones to be cast into outer darkness. If they'll accept him in the way that the scripture says, they can be saved. But unless they do, they're going to be lost. Be cast into outer darkness, where there's weeping and wailing of teeth. You remember when the scripture teaches us there in the New Testament there, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? Therefore, then Jesus, when he made the parables there, spoke of the rich man with all his wealth, had all of this stuff that he had and fared sumptuously. He had plenty to eat, lavish lifestyle, you might say. But there was a beggar out there that just merely wanted just the crumbs that fell from his table, called Lazarus. But Lazarus died and was carried into Abraham's bosom by the angel. The rich man died also and was buried. But the Lord said the rich man in hell lifted up his eyes and seen Lazarus afar off in Abraham's bosom. And he cried out to Abraham, let Lazarus come and dip his finger into the water that he may touch my tongue, for I am tormented in these flames. Well, remember Lazarus in his time? He didn't have all this here neck. And in your time, you had all this luxury. Now Lazarus is comforted and you are tormented. And my friend, let me tell you, these here preachers that are building their lavish lifestyle and everything like that there and robbing the saints of God and with all their whatever they do, and they buying all this here property and doing that, they're serving the God of this world because of their lifestyle that they're living with luxury and everything. They may be standing in that same place that rich man did when it's all over and said, my friend, it's time that we got in touch with the Lord Jesus Christ and repent and let his blood cleanse us from our unrighteousness. Wash us whiter than snow, though our sins be red like crimson, his blood will wash us whiter than snow. But it's going to take the blood of Jesus. Money can't buy your way into the kingdom. As one organization or one religion says, you go and sin, you pay. You can even pay one out of hell. They call it purgatory, but it's hell. You can't do it, my friend. You believe that, man, you believe that BBs are square and they got to be round. You believe you can stick a square peg in a round hole if you believe that junk. That's some old false prophet for you. If you believe them, and you believe that I can sell you the Brooklyn Bridge for a dollar. And I don't even like crossing that thing, let alone trying to sell it. But let me tell you, the salvation, plan of salvation is free to you. Because Jesus Christ has already paid the sin debt that you're in. And the only way you can have remission of sins is through his precious blood. It's free. But if you aren't willing to do it the way the Bible says, it's going to cost you your life and soul being punished in hell for eternity. It's up to you. But my friend, it's time we made the right decision. Turn to the Lord Jesus Christ today. Repent of your sins. If you don't know him, it's time to get acquainted with him. While that you can, while that there's breath in the body, while that you still able to call upon him, accept him as your Savior, the time is right. Tomorrow may not be convenient for you because you may be in a coffin somewhere or another or whatever. Today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow may be too late. So, my friend, let me encourage you. Read your Bible. Don't believe everything that comes down the road just because he's got a Bible tucked under his arm. And he may not be. But I'm not telling you nothing that's not truth. If you want to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved, read your Bible. Believe what it says. Isaiah, the 53rd chapter. Who has believed our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord been revealed? God came into this world to die for yours and my miserable sight, wherein that he could forgive us of our sins. But you got to believe in him. Got to believe the report. God in the beginning created the heavens and the earth and the fullness thereof. In John 1, The first chapter of John said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. In the 14th verse, in God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, walked among man. But you got some of these people that believe other things. So it's up to you. That's why I encourage you and insist. Read your Bible for yourself. Then you'll know firsthand whether a man's telling you the truth or not. Until next time, may God bless you and help you that you receive Him as your personal Savior, giving Him praise and honor, looking to Him to be the author and the finisher of your faith. Repent and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. And may God bless you and keep you. Pray for our men and women that are in these wars. Pray for Israel. Yes. Pray one for another, even for your neighbor, and love as God has loved, and give glory and praise unto Him. May God bless you. Until next time, Jesus saves. Amen and amen.
We pray that we have said something today to point you to Calvary and draw you closer to Jesus. If you feel led of the Lord to help us get this gospel out, make your love gift to Take Time for Jesus, P.O. Box 17272, Tampa, Florida 33682. And if you want to write to us or send us prayer requests, you may do so at ecompton31@yahoo.com. That's ecompton31@yahoo.com.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior.